Death of a Doxy by Rex Stout. Copyright 1966 by Rex Stout. This recording of the full-length reading of Death of a Doxy was published by arrangement with the estate of Rex Stout and was produced in 1998 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape Incorporated. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. Chapter 1. I stood and sent my eyes around. It's just routine, when leaving a place where you aren't supposed to be, to consider if and where you have touched things. But that time it went beyond mere routine. I made certain. There were plenty of things in the room, fancy chairs, a marble fireplace without a fire, a deluxe television console, a coffee table in front of a big couch with a collection of magazines, and so forth. Deciding I had touched nothing, I turned and stepped back into the bedroom. Nearly everything there was too soft to take a fingerprint. The wall-to-wall carpet, the pink coverlet on the king-size bed, the upholstered chairs, the pink satin fronts on the three pieces of furniture. I crossed for another look at the body of a woman on the floor a couple of feet from the bed, on its back with the legs spread out and one arm bent. I hadn't had to touch it to check that it was just a body, or to see the big dent in the skull. But was there one chance in a million that I had put fingers on the heavy marble ashtray lying there? The butts and ashes that had been in it were scattered around, and it was a good bet that it had made the dent in the skull. I shook my head. I couldn't possibly have been such...